Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangalore.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live. I'm going to put on screen for you the live show feed from Infowars.com, or if we can't do that, I'll pull it up on my phone, do it myself. Go ahead and do that. I'll go to Infowars.com. There it is, live link. Trump issues emergency message to the nation. That is scheduled to come up in T-minus 30 minutes. House Dems introduced article of impeachment against Trump, had the necessary votes. Joining us is Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Appreciate him coming on with us. He's written an excellent article, 25 Insane Crazy Agendas Joe Biden and Kamala Harris Will Push on America If They Seize Power After Rigging the Election. Mike, thanks for joining us. What is your big takeaway about the state of the nation and where we are and what's unfolding before we come back next segment and get into your report?
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And, of course, we're all waiting to see what Trump is going to say here in the next maybe 40 minutes or so. I know you're going to carry that live. And I'd be happy to ride shotgun with you on that and just comment if there is any room to comment. The thing is, what we really know, we know for sure that all the mechanisms had been put in place for Trump to be able to do things like invoke the Insurrection Act or invoke his 2018 executive order. You know, he put Chris Miller in place at the DOD, and so many things were put in place. But that doesn't mean they're going to be used. And where we all are right now is waiting to see if Trump is actually going to be able to invoke these things, or if he even has enough of an infrastructure of staff who will obey orders to carry these things out. And this is the big problem, as you've spoken about many times, the betrayals from the inside. You know, every other person in Washington, D.C. is a CIA puppet. They're stabbing Trump in the back mercilessly. And but think about this, Alex. Nancy Pelosi would not be trying to remove Trump from power so desperately unless she knew that he had the power to do something dramatic and decisive. So,
oh, you're right. He has the EAS alert system. These are Chinese communist spies, all of them on record. They don't even hide that. I mean, exactly.
Yeah, right. So we're not out of all hope yet, but the situation is very dire. It's very dark. They did run, the left ran a successful false flag operation on the 6th, and they're using that to demonize Trump supporters. They're gonna roll out the military police state dictatorship under Biden that they claimed to oppose when they said Trump was going to do it. So they're going to turn this country into a military dictatorship of sorts and use the Insurrection Act against patriots. So this that's all true. That's all happening. Trump has a very, very narrow window of opportunity to stop this now. But, Alex, for all we know, Trump may have thrown in the towel at this point and said, you know what? The swamp is too deep to drain. You can't fix the system from the inside. Perhaps Trump is deciding that the only way to really fix America is to let the corrupt system implode and fail and crater and then start a new system on the other side. That may be what he's thinking. We don't know. But, you know, how can you be in Washington, D.C.? You've seen the corruption yourself there and think there's any way to repair that system. Right now, what I call it, Alex, is this is the last stage looting of the American empire. Everybody has their hand out in D.C. If Biden gets in, he's going to pump trillions of dollars into the hands of
corrupt Democrats. No, I totally agree.
Democrats.
In fact, guys, will you pull it out of yesterday's stack or just go to Richard Inhofe, the head of the CFR's Twitter, Richard Inhofe. He says, oh, this is the end of America, and celebrates it and says it's Trump's fault. They were the ones positioning us for collapse. Trump tried to stop it. But look, I know what's going on with Trump. I've got his lawyers that are in the meetings with him. I know what Trump, I know what unfolded, I know what happened to Trump. We'll come back, I'll tell you briefly, Mike, and get your take on it. Then we'll go through these 25 key points of what they're planning to really break this country once and for all. People go, why do they want to bankrupt things? Because they want to consolidate power, they want ideological control, they want absolute tyranny over this nation. Mike Adams is our guest, naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. Remember, the only way you share these links during this revolution is by word of mouth, and you are the resistance. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Three, two, one.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal stress symptoms by helping you clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fortunne tanto fortunerà, si la tipo soccetti, su forzu amici, fortunerà, su tra i fratelli.
So a million
from
people.
The front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A million people show up in D.C. for peaceful rallies to show that they are upset about election fraud and the puppet Joe Biden. And 100 people or so attack the Capitol. The police stand down. People go in. They take selfies with cops. 99% of it's peaceful. 99% of the crowd doesn't go in. And then magically hours later, here comes Chuckie Schumer and everybody else with prepared statements about the riots and Pearl Harbor and the worst thing. But now we know that they sent Antifa in dressed up like patriots to try to get mob control going, try to trick that giant crowd. Look at it going back for miles into the building. Absolutely insane. And we now know this was a false flag that dudded. It impacted on the surface. It didn't get the people that were being manipulated over 8chan with the zip ties and others to go in and, quote, hogtie Pelosi and those images. Thank God that didn't happen, being provocateured, Mike. I think we dodged a bullet on this one. Trump's set to speak in about 30 minutes. What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I have no idea what he's going to say because all the options are on the table. I suspect it's going to be kind of wishy-washy because he's still got, you know, a week or more in office, and he's still got options on the table, and there are a lot of things that can happen. So I suspect he's not going to concede, but he's also not going to commit. You know, I'm sad to say, but we'll have to wait and see. What I do want to mention, Alex, is that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a move that he could make right now to fight back against this big tech deplatforming of Parler and other conservative platforms and individuals. Mike Pompeo could order the State Department to seize the domain names of Amazon.com, Google.com, Facebook.com, YouTube, Twitter, and so on. Seize the domain names and charge those companies with acting as part of a foreign cyber warfare attack on the United States of America to rig our elections. And he can cite John Ratcliffe's DNI report that contains that evidence as well as other evidence.
And by the way, Mike, people think that sounds radical. They've seized the president's communications systems.
Exactly. Exactly. And they've deplatformed Parler. So Amazon has chosen a side here, and they've chosen the side of China. Amazon is making itself the enemy of America as well as other big tech companies. And by the way, the State Department routinely seizes domain names due to piracy issues and so on. You know, websites pirating brand names like Gucci and Rolex. So they do have the power to do that, and they should do that, even if it's just for, 9 days here. They should send a message that says you can't violate the civil rights of tens of millions of Americans or hundreds
of
millions.
That's right. No one ever pushes back. They keep testing and testing and testing, and now we've gone into full war mode.
Well, that's right. And Trump has, even if he's going to leave office on the 20th, he has the declassification option right now. He's got material that he could declassify. We know they have it. Sidney Powell routinely spoke about the information, you know, the Kraken details from the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. That That wasn't just fiction. They have evidence. It's just that none of the courts will hear it. And even today, the Supreme Court has thrown out two more cases proving that SCOTUS has betrayed America as well. So now the only options are, as you've been encouraging, use the emergency broadcast alert system, declassify the information the American people need to know, use the power of the State Department while you have it to shut down the big tech enemies of America, the treasonous actors who are trying to deplatform all conservatives, because you know they're going to come for us. And by the way, in my article, The 25 Crazy Things, you know, and you said this too, Alex, they're going to come for every gun owner, white person, Christian, Trump supporter, conservative. They're not just, it's not enough for them to just silence you. They're going to disarm you, and then they're going to come to kill you. This is genocide. This is a cultural revolution. It starts with silencing you, and then next they take away the guns, if you let them, and then they come to kill you. This has been done before over and over in history, and it's coming to
America. And by the way, again, it's not that black people or brown people are bad. You know, you're married to a lady from Taiwan. It's that the globalists set us against each other, and Biden gave a speech yesterday. We have the clip, and he said, oh, we're going to keep the country locked down even worse, but only minority businesses get bailout money. So think of that. White businesses, if you're white, you're shut, you're non-essential, and you never get bailout. I mean, that is the most racist, crazy stuff. But that's what they're teaching us, is to accept the suspension of logic.
Well, right, exactly. And that's going to characterize the Biden administration. I believe that they will try to pursue the Green New Deal, which will lead to widespread famine, starvation across America, actual millions of people starving to death potentially if they shut down combustion engines that drive the agricultural industry and food transportation. This is all part of the agenda of the left. And you've said it before. I've said it as well. What people need to realize is this is a global genocide campaign. It's not an accident that the vaccines are killing all those patients in the nursing home near Syracuse, New York. It's not an accident. It's all by design. It's not an accident that the businesses were shut down and people are going to be homeless and dependent on government handouts. It's not an accident that they want to shut down the food supplies, the farms, everything that you depend on, even your right to speak, because it is a global genocide depopulation agenda. And, you know, Alex, if I could just say, you and I were really, I think, among the top two people in the world who warned about this starting 6 years ago. And, you know, we were mocked, and they didn't listen to us, and now people have come around to realize that everything that we warned about is here. Everything. We told people, get off those platforms, because they're going to ban you. Why didn't people move off of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube sooner? Because they thought, well, that's where the audience is. Well, what's their audience today? It's zero, because they've been banned.
And that's another great point. What about, like you said, Amazon and all of them saying that shutting down Parler, it's gone, just because the Trump might move there. I mean, the authority, right. That's beyond China.
Yeah, it's even worse than that. There's credible information coming out today that then left-wing black hat cyber hackers have been able to hack through the authentication system that ran Parler, and that they are right now downloading all enormous amounts of data from Parler users, perhaps including the driver's licenses and metadata, geolocation data that people had uploaded. That's a breaking story right now. I've been getting that from multiple sources. Because this was a planned takedown, but Amazon took it down in a way that left open back doors so that leftists could gather names of conservatives in order to terrorize them. And they are going to go door to door. There are going to be death squads under a Biden-Harris administration, and they're going to try to literally carry out a genocide against conservatives across America.
Because it worked everywhere else.
Yeah, except, well, we have a Second Amendment, and in most places, genocide succeeded without, you know, anyone having a Second Amendment. We have a Second Amendment, and I don't think the American people are going to hand over their guns to any tyrant. We're headed for some interesting times, that's for sure, because when Harris or Biden calls for everybody to turn in your AR-15s, your Glocks, you know, your revolvers, people are going to say no. Come and
by the way, he just said he will defeat the Second Amendment and the NRA. He will defeat us.
That's his plan. That's absolutely his plan. I mean, look, they've destroyed the First Amendment. They're coming for the Second Amendment next. You know, they've already destroyed the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, essentially, as well. This is a global takedown of the human population that is being projected into the rigged authoritarian system of American politics. Biden's just a puppet for the globalists, and the globalists want all Americans to be dead. That's really what's behind all of this. And by the way, remember how, you know, a year ago we were talking about Bill Gates wants to dim the sun with the ScopeX project and push pollutants into the stratosphere. And everybody said, oh, you're crazy. That's not happening. Well, guess what? It's all back in the media now. It's being pursued again. It's being ramped up. This is the plan to shut down sunlight, shut down food crops from being able to grow, and combine that with Green New Deal aspects to kill fossil fuels and combustion engines. You have mass starvation, famine.
This is coming to America. This is a planetary assault. People say, oh, that's science fiction. We're in the year 2021. This is a planetary assault.
Yes, it is. And we are all in the crosshairs. It's unknown how long you or I will be able to continue to communicate with anyone, frankly. I mean, that's the reality of the
situation.
And
folks finally get, we're not just saying that. I mean, I told people 6 months ago, I said they're going to steal the election. They're going to move to shut everyone down. And I said, you better spread the word. You better start your own sites now. Because, go ahead.
Antifa are going to be Biden's shock troops. So you're going to see Antifa in your face, in your cities, in your neighborhoods now.
And by the way, you said that. We'll show New York last night and L.A. when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Funded rat holes, Antifa, the George Soros funded world government group, anti-free speech army of meth-head devil worshippers, attacked people in California, Texas, New York last night, going on the streets saying, we own this country. Now here's some of what happened in New York. Families, they get rid of parents, they create these people, and they turn them loose saying you're going to have all this power and control. What do you even have a million Trump supporters out exposing corruption? Well, you just hire 100 people to break in the Capitol. You have the Capitol Police stand down. Now the Capitol Police officer reportedly gave the order, has committed suicide. We're very sad for that. Very convenient, though. That should be investigated as more than just suicide, perhaps. But Mike Adams, you were getting into this. You're not being dystopic. This is World War III. It's economic. It's cultural. It's digital. It's technotronic. It's a technocracy. And they need America out of the way for their world government to go into place, which is designed to carry out the depopulation of the earth the globalists have gotten control of. They don't want to deal with people. They want to cut the numbers by at least 90%. So when you say that, it sounds outrageous, but it doesn't anymore, does it? Because now people get it. They're really moving. They don't care if it comes out they're killing old folks with the vaccine. They don't care if it turns out it's killing a large percentage of the nurses and doctors that take it. They're just going to move forward.
Right, because now they have total information dominance, so they can push any narrative or engineer any lies that they want. So when Antifa is in the streets burning down buildings, oh, that's peaceful resistance. When patriots are in the streets not burning down buildings, that's terrorism and insurrection. So total information dominance now, especially with the deplatforming that's
going
on.
And they've got all their hundreds of Soros DAs in.
Absolutely. The justice system is corrupt all the way up to the Supreme Court. You know, the law enforcement at the city level is completely corrupted, not necessarily at the sheriff county level, but in the cities it is. So, and by the way, to anybody who thinks that this is outrageous, you know, saying that this is a global depopulation agenda, look, that's what people were saying about what you said, Alex, or what I said 2 years ago, and then there was 2020. And now there's 2021, which is going to make 2020 look like a walk in the park. Trust me.
That's why it's called Agenda 2030. Explain what they're planning to do in the next 9 years.
Well, look, they're going to forcibly remove people from rural areas. They're going to stack people in the cities where they can monitor and control you. They're going to take away all your assets with the global financial reset. Take away your savings, take away the value of the U.S. dollar. The dollar will collapse. We are headed for an absolute collapse of the dollar at some point. And by the way, Biden's going to accelerate
that. This is a model of Mao. That's even what the Prime Minister of Canada said. So what you said is key. They're going to force people out of the rural areas for re-education. That means death in the cities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got a contact, a very reputable former military contact on the ground in Maryland today, texted me and said they are setting up the FEMA operation there in Maryland, a specific county I don't want to name, setting up tents and emergency equipment.
I've had Army Special Operations Current call and confirm they are preparing for gun confiscation. They are preparing FEMA camps right now.
Yep, yep. They are setting it all up. This is all in place. And if you look around D.C. right now, there are thousands of National Guard troops and a seven-foot-high fence around the Capitol building. And this is all to protect Pelosi and Biden, to protect them with the military forces to create their military dictatorship that they claimed to oppose.
Just as the Bolsheviks did in 1917, it took them 2 years to get full control. First, they put a military cordon around Moscow. People say, well, they're not going to repeat an old plan. No, they are, because it worked. They're going to follow that exact plan. Now the war against the other cities and states and then rural areas begins.
And let me put out this warning. So there are, I believe, protests being planned at state capitals around the country for, I think, the 19th or somewhere around. I don't have
the
exact
details. Yes, they've got provocateurs within the groups that are planning to attack the capitals and
Absolutely.
Blame you. I have that from, again, inside sources in D.C. I'll leave it at that.
That's right. That's right. So you're going to see, you know, 20 false flag operations across America on that day, and that's going to then give the Democrats and Biden the justification to pass whatever they want to pass to say that all guns are now illegal, gun confiscation is on. And by the way, Alex, when that happens, I believe that will set off the actual kinetic civil war across America, because you don't let them take your guns, because you know that the only reason they want to take your guns is because they're planning to do something that you might resist. And that is going to be to come kill you.
Here's the ace in the hole. They're right to say that most of the Capitol Police are on our side and others. The very security people, these globalists, are going to be the ones that are going to be key as an Operation Valkyrie if they try this.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to reiterate to everybody here, you know, never initiate violence. We always have the right to self-defense.
But if the globalist commanders engage in violence against the American people, they're a general. A general is more in command than the private that pulls the trigger. They must be held accountable.
Well, I hope that Trump will announce shortly, although I doubt it, but I hope that Trump would say, we are in a state of war. We are now enemy-occupied territory, and that Trump would invoke every American citizen to defend the republic. I hope that's what he says, but I don't think he will.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I'm saying, if they start arresting and gun confiscating and killing patriots, the generals that are running this are they've started the war. I'm all about defensive defense. I'm not about offense, but Americans need to know that these guys are already violating the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, with the forced inoculations they're trying to push. They've already put us under COVID martial law, and it's clear they're going to make their move, Mike.
And biological weapons are already a form of violence, actually a form of warfare from communist China, as well as the cyber warfare that has been waged against us during this rigged election. So we have been attacked with two weapons of mass destruction already, and we are in a state of war right now, and we are about to be living under enemy-occupied territory. That's really where we are. So, I hope Trump acknowledges that reality, and at least if he's going to leave the White House, you know, at least use these last few days to do everything he can to declassify, to empower the American people to defend their republic, and to seize the domain names of these tech giants that are waging war against America.
Well, that's right, because here's the point. CCP. I don't want destabilization. I don't want civil war. But the left keeps pushing it, and they want power. They're involved in a takeover. So we keep saying, let's not be violent, let's not be whatever. Then they stage stuff to blame us anyway. So this is insane.
Right. Well, the left wants a civil war, by the way. They want that under a Biden presidency, because they want America destabilized. China wants America destabilized. And also China wants America to whip up new hostilities toward Russia. And that narrative is also being put into place as well. But at the end, I know we're about to go to break here, but at the end of the day, what Trump did is he handed America 4 years of delaying the globalist agenda. That 4 years looks like it's now up. That's where we are.
But their hate of Trump was used to build up their massive resistance and to get leftists now to support any form of evil. They don't care about free speech. They want to kill us. They all talk about it, Mike. They have been converted into foaming at the mouth crazies.
That's exactly who they are. And they will come for you, and they will say that they are tolerant and peaceful as they shoot you in the head. So,
when they kill you. And by the way, Trump's moved his speech at 2:15 Central. We'll have a commercial-free live. Mike Adams will go through the rest of his key article for naturalnews.com. We come back. Stay with us.
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All the leftist preparation, all of it was for the moment you're now seeing unfold. Of course they stole the election. Of course they plan to never let us be unlocked. We're going to be like the UK and Australia, where you get out of your house once a week until you're totally bankrupt. That's the process of bringing you to your knees. This is all a systematic plan. but it can be stopped. We'll be here live when President Trump speaks at 2:15 Central Standard Time. Mike Adams is riding shotgun with us, 25 insane, crazy agendas. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will push America until they seize power after rigging the election. We'll go through some more of those in a moment. But first, I don't want to make myself a story. I'm not Hunter S. Thompson. It's just true. Dozens of publications an hour, top trending stuff on Twitter, arrest Alex Jones. Because I said, yeah, I organized anti-corruption, anti-election fraud rallies. I helped get the donors, because that's how that works, to pay for the stages and things. Of course, we meant it all to be peaceful. Provocateurs set us up, but that's where we are. They want us off air. So that's why I sold out most of our inventory last year, because I knew Biden was planning to steal it. I could see the confidence in Pelosi. I could see what the globalists were doing. They intended to do this one way or the other. Now they want to finish off his supporters. Now they want to bring you to their knees. And so I want to just go ahead and encourage the listeners to get the supplements, to get the T-shirts, to get the storable food, to get historic InfoWars items, because they're shutting everything down. And they're now saying they're going to take down URLs, they're going to block browsers. It's all here, folks, because the Republican establishment and others were never used to an attack like this. They didn't understand this was a military takeover. This wasn't just the left out of control. This wasn't business as usual. And so we'll continue to operate with capital that comes in, even if our finances get shut down. But we need to get that gas in the tank now. Emergency mid-air refueling. InfoWarsStore.com. I have 2020 prices extended to Friday, and that's it, the last extension, up to $850 off on a one-year food supply. We have it in stock. They're ready to ship it from right here in the United States, from four different distribution centers. Get your storable food the last 25 years, one step towards not being dependent on the system, at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com takes you right to the subpage on InfoWars.com, where we can give you even better deals than we normally can. So go to the storable food section of InfoWarsStore.com or preparewithalex.com and get those. And then separately, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can find so many other great deals. Super Mel Vitale, that's cold-pressed herbs, known for stamina, libido, energy, 50% off back in stock. X2, 50% off back in stock. Alpha Power, 50% off back in stock. Chill Force back in stock, 50% off. Lung Cleanse back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 50% off. 50% off pure turmeric extract, that's the liquid version of Bodies. It's all there, and that's what funds us. There's so much on the site, so many other big specials. And again, just on the storable food, I'll tell you this and go back to Mike Adams. $70 off and last year's prices on top of it. A four-week food supply with great packaging. Really easy to move, really easy to heat up. Tastes great. Three-month food supply, $200 off. Six-month food supply, $400 off. One-year food supply, $150 off. Alexa Pure Breeze, four-stage ion filter, $130 off. And preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm not worried about InfoWars. It's in God's hands. You're in God's hands. But thank you for your prayers. And now your word of mouth about naturalnews.com. It's really hardcore and telling the truth about InfoWars.com. People saw us demonized. They saw us lied about. They saw us as a black sheep. But now that's a badge of honor. And people go, wow, they did warn of all this. So, Mike, we can go through their agenda. And we'll do that next segment. But the time we have left, what can we do on the offense? What are other important points you want to make about this moment we're in? And how are the globalists positioned? I see them, they always had this plan, but I see them accelerating it because it's not going well for them at many levels.
Yeah, well, one of the most important things that people can do is to, when gun registration comes down from the Biden administration and they go after the arm braces and the 80% lowers and, you know, your pistols with an arm brace, there are simple things that you can do. You can, for example, just with taking two pins out, the takedown pins of your pistol slash rifle, you can separate the upper and the upper receiver and the bolt carrier group from the lower receiver with the arm brace on it. It is no longer a firearm, and that is no longer a functioning firearm. It doesn't qualify as an SBR or anything. Now, I'm not your gun attorney. Everybody listening, check your own local laws, comply with your laws. But one thing that American people can do is just take down take down those and store them in your home. You know, have them ready for the Chi-Com invasion of America, because you're going to need to defend your country probably against communist troops at some point, and you're going to need to you know, put together those firearms again to defend.
By the way, not to interrupt you, but I'll play this next segment. They're training at 8 bases for ground combat in Canada, and Trudeau says he wants a Chinese dictatorship and admires Xi Jinping. So just like Hitler admired Mussolini, we better pay attention to this.
Yeah, exactly. And the second thing is, understand that the omnibus spending bill has put tens of billions of dollars into the vaccine deep state bioweapons industry through the NIH. So they're now being funded to build more biological weapons, and they're going to release them because the first one worked so well for their evil aims. We're going to have COVID-21, COVID-22, COVID-23 forever with more vaccines, vaccine updates, vaccine boosters, mandatory masks, mandatory lockdowns, forever until the system is dismantled. This is a revenue model for them as well as a tyranny model, and they intend to do this forever. Because, again, it's
been
so effective.
It gives them the global social credit score. It gives them the depopulation. It's their master plan.
That's right. And when you combine the COVID terrorism with carbon taxes that are coming back, carbon taxes allow them to control your movements and restrict your use of fossil fuels and even to tax your very existence, because as you breathe, you're exhaling carbon dioxide. So through...
It lists you as a pollutant.
Yeah. You are a pollutant, and you are a threat to the system. The system no longer wants you or needs you. I mean, let's be honest. They've got advanced robotic systems that are going to take over about 70% of human labor. And so they intend to eliminate more than 70% of the human population on our planet. We're talking about genocide to the tune of billions of people, probably 6.5 billion people. That's what they plan to eliminate, which is 1,000 times larger than the Holocaust of World War II and the Third Reich. 1,000 times larger.
And they're on record saying, because we're obsolete, they're getting ready to get rid of us. And we wonder, how are they going to do it? It's here, Mike. So people have to understand, wow, this is really happening.
It is really happening. And the way you can survive it, because perhaps about 10% of the human population will make it through, is you have to be entirely self-reliant, off the grid as much as possible. You need to be able to grow your own food and to defend yourself and then survive the onslaught of the mass illegal immigration that's coming, the Chinese troops that are going to invade at some point, the government, jackbooted thugs that Biden's going to unleash against America.
And they won't invade. They're already calling them helpers. They're visiting helpers.
That's right. And by the way, they're gonna attack the churches, just like communist China. They're gonna try to burn down the churches and arrest the pastors who don't go along with the globalist agenda. So if your pastor is truly teaching the word of Christ, he or she will be under attack. If they're telling you to surrender, then they will be allowed to exist. So
we've got to have underground churches, underground farming. Everybody needs to understand now we're losing the country. We're going under long-term globalist occupation. The Republicans didn't know what hit them.
Guerrilla food farming is going to be a very big thing. Smuggling seeds.
It'll be just like growing marijuana, growing tomatoes, growing pumpkins, growing squash, growing... Everything's going to be under the radar now.
Including money, by the way, because the dollar will collapse. Money will move to alternative systems, including crypto systems.
And by the way, folks, I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is the world government takeover we warned you about. It's now here. It is. They're coming to kill you and your family. Sorry, folks, I didn't make it up. I mean, they mean business. Bill Gates wants to kill you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can
I still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Slowly condition you to accept tyranny, and then when it finally hits you with the big megadose, you think, oh, this is just the next level. I'll just adapt to being a slave, and it kills you. That's why it's pouring in at my office. People have neighbors and family that have had strokes or died from the COVID vaccine, whole nursing homes sick, and then it's even in the news. But it comes just to background chatter where they're normalizing all of this. When medical doctors speak up, they get banned. And so, this is the big fable takeover. Why do you think they put a person who's so brain damaged, he's probably got about an 85 IQ in right now, and a crazy front woman who's just as dumb, Kamala Harris? Because they're going to get blamed with a collapse and everything. Then they'll be replaced by a savior later. No one wanted the position that Biden and Harris have been given by the establishment. And so that's another sign, folks, that it's going to get civil war bad. I don't want that to happen. Mike Adams, you're dead on. We are not exaggerating one scintilla. It's frankly worse than you've even said, worse than I can describe. And I just won't lie to the public. This is the megaton attack. This is the big assault. People better get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could just say on a personal note, because for all we know, this may be the last time I can ever even appear on your show. Who knows? But on a personal note, Alex, I'm one of the very few people in the world who I think can have just an inkling of an understanding of the personal sacrifice that you have made in order to continue to express your voice and to fight for humanity. And Trump has made the greatest sacrifice. I've been vilified and I've had a sacrifice, but not to the extent that you have. And I just want to thank you for holding the line and speaking for humanity. You've invested every asset in your organization to win for America. You haven't held back. You've been all in. You put your neck out. You said things early on that people thought were crazy. Now they know it's all true, and you didn't hold back. So I just want to thank you on a personal note for doing that.
Well, you didn't hold back either, brother. I know you sacrificed, because we know how bad it is on the other side. There's no making a deal with this. I'd make a deal with it. You can't make a deal with it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We can only really, I'm going to get a little bit biblical here, but the ultimate judge of this is God. We are not. The opinions of the radical left and the corrupt system and, the satanic worshipers and the demons that are now running our country, their opinions don't matter. It's God's opinion that matters. We will never give in to the evil. And remember, they can only take your soul if you surrender it. Because your soul is bulletproof. They can't take your soul. They can beat your body. They can throw you in prison. They can crush your online reputation, but they can't take your soul. As long as you have faith in God. And right now, Alex, we've got to continue to have faith that humanity won't be destroyed by evil. And I know it's difficult right now. And I know that...
But I totally, just interrupt you, you're so dead on target here. This is a satanic rampage because they couldn't get full control. And as long as people stay on their eyes on God and are good and just tell the truth and recognize the enemy, what matters is the process we're going through, and this is going to be rough. But anybody that believes magic stuff about, oh, it's going to be fine and secret forces are going to save you, no, folks, only us together with God are going to fix this.
Yeah, and also, by the way, just for people watching to know, the way they know that you are authentic and that I'm authentic is, even throughout 2020, you and I didn't always see everything exactly the same way, but that's just proof that we're not fake news. We don't get a memo every day that tells us what to think or what to say. We have different takes, we have different sources,
yes,
different interpretations. That's the way it should be, because we're the real media, we're the real news. And in real news, you have different guests that disagree with each other, even. And that's the way it should be. And it's authentic, and if we survive this, then we are the real media for America. Because if Trump gets a second term, if he pulls this out somehow that we don't yet know, he would take down probably the...
Well, that's the thing. He's been surrounded. They've ignored him. His spirit was good. He did so much good. And everybody got mad at him that he wasn't perfect. Well, they're about to find out with Biden what Trump was holding back.
Well, yeah. And also, I've got very good, incredible intelligence that Trump has been threatened with detonations of dirty bombs and nukes and all kinds of things. And, Trump doesn't want to see America turned into a radioactive wasteland.
Oh, he looks so strong at Wednesday's speech, so defiant. I was there like 20 feet from him, and I was like, my God, he looked like a superhero up there. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then compared to these, to see him in person under attack, and then we just tried. We went there. They set us up. Doesn't matter. We were men in the arena like Teddy Roosevelt talked about.
Well, that's why we can't second-guess Trump. We don't know what he's dealing with. We don't know the threats that are leveled against him. So we just have to thank him for what he has done. He has delayed evil for 4 years.
And we need to pray for him.
That's right. We need to pray for him, and we need to pray every day. And I've been doing that as well. And it has been quite an experience. But I'm telling you, Alex, we are not America is not finished yet. We still have the Second Amendment. We have 100 million patriots, more than that, in this country. Trump is still president for 9 days. Pompeo is still Secretary of State. Chris Miller is still at the DOD and so on. There are resources available. Will they be used? That's the question. We can only pray and hope that...
And we know he would do it, but he's surrounded by people that say they'll do it. Then they run off and sabotage him and lie about what he said to the media to remove him. He's just surrounded by trash.
But I would say to Trump, if he reached out to the people directly today, the people would come to his aid. The people.
I agree. He has to directly say, nonviolently, you need to take to the streets, you need to whatever, this is a Chinese spy. What would you do if you were Trump? Tell us.
Well, I would invoke the Insurrection Act. I would order special forces to arrest the traitors. I would speak to the people. I would activate the people. And under the Second Amendment, to peacefully defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's very simple. He could do that now. And the people would respond in huge numbers nationwide. Now, the left would try to hijack that and try to create false flags, but the overwhelming outflowing of patriots would be...
I agree, because everything they fear is him being on air. He needs an Oval Office, not a farewell address, but an emergency address saying, Biden's a Chinese agent. Here's the evidence. He's going to cut our power off. This is a foreign takeover. The governors must mobilize. You must have a constitutional convention, whatever you got to have. We just have to. America's under attack. He must raise the alarm. He must just tell it like it is.
Exactly right. And if, for whatever reason, he is unable to do that, then the American people need to make it known to Biden and Harris and Pelosi and others that we, the people, do not consent to your tyranny, to your rigged elections, to your fraud, your false flag operations. We do not consent. In fact, we withdraw our consent from you, and we, the people, will declare a new independence, I believe, all across this country. We will set up a new government that competes with the fake Biden-Harris government. I believe this is going to happen all across America, even in California, by the way, in Oregon, in Washington.
And the key is understanding that Biden literally is a foreign agent. I mean, separate from even election fraud, we've already proven that, but the way the ballots were sent in is a fraud, the way the legislators didn't vote, but it doesn't matter. He's literally on the payroll of the Chinese on record.
Right, right. And look, if Biden and Harris, if they were to hire good people like Pulitzer to come in and do a full audit of all the ballots, transparent audit, and not just have the FBI shredding ballots, if they were to do a full transparent audit, and if they were able to show the American people that Biden legitimately won with real votes, I would absolutely accept that. I'm not asking in any way to override a legitimate election. I'm asking to defend the win that Trump actually earned. Trump won. The election was rigged. So they won't look at it. They won't give us transparency because they know that they cheated. And any look at the machines, the ballots, the source code, anything will expose all of that. So they are illegitimate, and they're proving it every day. So we must withdraw our consent from those who have tried to steal our nation.
I totally agree. And you know, Mike, I hope this isn't the last time we speak. We've never talked like that before. This is real. And we don't get into all the stuff that's happened to both of us behind the scenes. People, you know, this is intense. This is serious. And I wasn't up here telling you that if Biden got in, they shut everybody off the Internet. That was always the plan. And now it's here. So we're in very, very dark days. In closing, Mike, you have 5 more minutes with us, and I know you got to go, and then Trump's coming up. I want to ask you when we come back from naturalnews.com, the big question here, what would you, I mean, I've already kind of asked this, but I want to ask you again, what would you do if you were not just Trump, but you were a state governor? I think we need to see the Republican Party and Republican leaders and Republican senators get hardcore as well and stop playing politics. This isn't politics. Well, war is politics by other means. This is war. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, in 2 minutes. Be sure to check out his site. Excellent products, excellent news, excellent information. Some of the best out there at naturalnews.com. He has a lot of the great same products. He consulted us, a lot of products we developed at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your storable food now. I've ordered more storable food, and I'm not going to lie to you. I've already started moving and put a trailer up as we speak because I had a feeling Trump was going to have it stolen from him. I'm already moving outside Austin and already dug a well and the solar panels and all of it going in because it'll be this place is all going to be like when Christ pointed and said in 70 years, none of this will, there won't be one stone on the other. Titus sacked it 70 years later. I mean, I'm just telling you, none of this is going to be here anymore.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.